Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by John Deere and the National Corn Growers Association. They're friends and supporters and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Who will be our presidential candidate next November? It's a long, complicated process. The voters of Iowa have spoken. Iowa may be the first, but they do not have the last word. Party conventions in July will be the culmination of a long, messy process. Ted Cruz, with 28% support in Iowa, beat Donald Trump's 24%. And after spending last summer and fall in Trump's shadow, Cruz stepped up and took the lead with a solid ground gain. His conservatism and Christian position is a good fit for rural Iowa. And here are a few lines from his victory speech, and I quote, "Iowa has sent notice that the Republican nominee and next president of the United States will not be chosen by the media, will not be chosen by the Washington establishment, will not be chosen by the lobbyist, but will be chosen by the most incredible, powerful force, we the people, the American people." That was a powerful thank you to Iowa. Gracious in defeat, Donald Trump expressed his love for Iowa supporters. Although Trump had been leading in the polls, his criticism of the Trans-Pacific trade deal and calling for a 45% tariff on China gave the impression that he didn't understand the importance of trade. His position and words on ethanol should have helped him, since Cruz proposed phasing out the renewable fuel standard, but that seemed to fall on deaf ears. I don't think Trump's radical immigration plan helped him either, and skipping the last debate was a bad idea. I think Marco Rubio had the best night of all, jumping up 8 points to 23%, just 1% behind Donald Trump. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders clawed his way up the ladder to end in a virtual tie with Hillary Clinton, and that was a stunning outcome and left the Clinton camp reeling. The next state vote will be New Hampshire, and that's not an evangelical corn state, very different except for one thing. Even they will be looking for a new face. Polls today tell us the public does not want an establishment candidate. Rubio should do very well. When we move to southern and western states, I think it'll be harder for Sanders to stay on top of the Democratic ticket. And on the Republican side, we have had 12 candidates fighting it out. Too many. That will change after New Hampshire. When it's all said and done, I believe that Marco Rubio has the best chance of winning in the end. But I'm not ready to bet the farm on that yet. And I am John Block from Washington.